News Talk 1620 WTAW, our weekly visit with Kelly McKeithen of the Bryant Police Department. First of all, let's talk about a couple of holiday things, and let's begin with downtown Bryant on Friday.
Yes, Christmas is coming, and downtown is going to have their lights on display this Friday at 6 p.m. It's at the Sale Park, which is the area between 28th and 29th Street. They're going to have several bands. The Salvation Army Band will be there, the Rudder High School Choir, Bryan High School Chorale, Brazos Valley Troops are all going to put on performances starting at 6. And then around 7 o'clock, Mayor Bansky is going to come in and welcome the MCs to begin the ceremony. Lights on at 7:15, and followed by some movies at the Palace Theater, Shrek the Hall and It's a Wonderful Life.
In a related note, the Bryant Police Department always has its Blue Christmas campaign. It's time to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we are changing our Blue Christmas format this year. We normally would collect used and new toys and distribute them to families, along with people that were, you know, watching us come down the street. We give toys out to all the kids. This year we want it to be a little more structured, and we are going to do more of a Blue Christmas angel tree. So we will be accepting only new toys, not used toys, and we would prefer someone to come in, choose a child off of our giving tree, which will be available on December 1st, and turn those gifts into us by December 13th so that we can distribute them to the proper families.
And this tree is going to be set up then at the police department?
Yes, it'll be at the police department on December 1st, and then we should have that. We should be taking that tree out to local businesses, and I should have dates on that later.
Talking with Kelly McKeithen of the Bryant Police Department, something that recently occurred for the department was a grant. If you want to talk about what that's going to do for you.
On October 1st this year, which is the start of our fiscal year, we received a $50,000 grant from the Texas Department of Transportation. And what that is for is it's called Selective Traffic Enforcement Program, or to us we call it STEP. And what that does is it allows us to put officers on the street at our overtime pay to enforce speeding in certain zones of the city where that is an issue, occupant restraint, or better known as seatbelts, all over town, and then driving while intoxicated anywhere in the city. The purpose of that is to reduce the number of accidents and the severity of injuries during those accidents.
And while we're on the subject of enforcement, what are the current increased enforcement locations?
700 North Rosemary. And we're continuing to work the 1800 block of Briarcrest where the construction is going on.
And then finishing up with an update on a couple of ongoing cases. Last night, police responding to a report of a drive-by shooting on Boulevard Street. What's known about 24 hours after that took place?
Well, we know that the suspect or suspects were in a white two-door truck, and we know that it was not gang-related.
While it is an active investigation, you're always interested in hearing from people who might have heard something on their own about this.
Definitely. If anyone has any information about this offense, they are encouraged to call the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300, or they can call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 775-TIPS.
Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.